Reading is from Psalm 118, verses 1 to 2, 19 to 29, and to be found on page 616 of the Bibles. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please sit down. Today, as we've heard, is Palm Sunday, and I want to do something a little bit different today. I want to sort of give part sermon and part prayer, really. I want us to take a very familiar passage and prayerfully examine it to see if we can gain some new insights and to see if we can come at it from a slightly different angle to perhaps the traditional Palm Sunday sermon. And so, if you're willing, I'd love it if you could close your eyes, because I want this to be a prayerful exercise. And I'd like you to imagine that you are part of this scene. I want us to imagine that we are with Jesus on the way to Jerusalem through the local roads and paths. I don't want you to imagine that you're part, that you're a particular character in this story. I want you to imagine that you're you. You are a 21st century onlooker with all the benefit of hindsight that brings. So if you wouldn't mind, please close your eyes and just try and imagine what this experience would be like for you, for the people who are welcoming Jesus, and also for Jesus himself. I'd like you to imagine that you are part of this scene. Just think for a moment about what are the sounds, the sights, and the smells. What do your companions look like? What are you all wearing? What's the atmosphere as you accompany Jesus on the road to Jerusalem? Just spend a few moments imagining what that must have been like on that day. Father God, I pray that you would be with us as we accompany Jesus now in our imagination into Jerusalem. And I pray that you'd bring new insights to us as we look again at this story. Speak to us very powerfully today, I pray, God, and be tender and merciful towards us. I want you to imagine that you're entering the city and people are going crazy for Jesus. Watch them as they spread their cloaks upon the path and cut down branches to spread on the road. Hear the deafening sound of their chanting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna!" You're looking at people's faces now. The joy and the excitement. In your own mind, you begin to celebrate and remember celebrations in your life. Weddings, births, holidays. Just think back over the high points of your life and thank God for them now. Maybe, though, as we think back at the past, there are things that are more painful. Maybe there are hurts and regrets. And if there are, I encourage you to share those now with God, to begin to pray more deeply about those things, to ask God to begin to heal those hurting places. Father, thank you so much for the blessings of our past and for the celebrations of the present. And as for the hurts and the regrets and the disappointments, Lord, I pray you'd come amongst us and begin to heal some of that. Remind us, Father, that it's never too late to deal with the past and that we can be freed by your Spirit from those things if we come to you with open hearts. You're looking at the donkey. Notice the feel and colour of its fur, its smell, its noise, as at times someone has to goad it into moving. You remember the scriptures, Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Psalm 118, verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Verse 27. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. Jesus knows that he is the person fulfilling these scriptures. This is his special moment. This is a deliberate claim to be king. The donkey you see, it's not a humble beast. It's considered an animal fit for a king, but not a wartime king. Wartime kings rode in on horses. Jesus comes in peace. And this colt was one, which the Bible tells us, was one upon which no one has ever ridden. Back in Old Testament times, they were the animals that were reserved by God for sacred use. What could be more sacred than carrying the Son of God? You see the significance of this act. You acknowledge for yourself that Jesus is that Messiah. In your mind, start shouting out what you want to say to Jesus, what you want to proclaim about Jesus. You begin to notice other faces in the crowd now. And these faces are alarming. Pharisees are lurking in side streets, looking cynical, suspicious, fearful maybe, even cross. Jesus has clearly stated that he's going to die. And you know with hindsight that the Pharisees will have a part in this. What must Jesus be thinking as he contemplates his future, the coming week? He must be thinking about the pain that is to come. Physical pain, yes, but also the pain that comes from betrayal and desertion and the pain of separation from God, his Heavenly Father. That's an unbearable pain. And yet, he is going to go through with it for the sake of his people. Looking forward on their account, he must feel a mixture of joy for those whom he knows will accept him and will receive eternal life, but also a deep sorrow for those who, because of their rebellion, will face judgment. How do you feel about the people now? About the fact that there are people who cannot accept what is right before their very eyes. Take some time to pray for people you know who struggle to accept Jesus. Pray for them now. We lift these people up to you, Father, and pray that you would open their eyes to the truth of who Jesus is and who you really are. And what about you? What do you feel as you face the future? Excited anticipation? Fear? Jesus looks down at you, and this is your chance to tell Jesus about your concerns. He will give you his undivided attention for the next moment or so. So tell him, and listen to his reply. Thank you, Jesus, that you see, you know. A small child runs up to you and asks, "Who is this?" The crowds around you answer, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." But what is your answer to that question? You continue on with Jesus and you arrive at the temple. We've spent time reflecting on the past, the present, and the future. And Jesus, in his lifetime, perhaps on that very first Palm Sunday, spent time reflecting on the past, the present, and the future. The point is that whatever we may find there, Jesus is there for us. I've asked if we can sing "For the Joys and for the Sorrows," and we will sing that in a moment, but let's pray. Lord Jesus, you rode into Jerusalem in triumph, receiving the shouts and welcome of many. Come into this church today, receive our welcome and our acclaim. Lord Jesus, you rode into Jerusalem in triumph, and you irritated the proud and self-important. Come into this church today. Soften our hearts and attitudes. Lord Jesus, you rode into Jerusalem in triumph, and you began the events of a week that changed the world. Come into this church today. Change our world. You are the King. Amen.
So, as Sally said, we are going to stand. And we're going to sing together, "For the joys and for the sorrows, for this I have Jesus."
Best and worst of times.
So let us declare our commitment to Jesus, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, as we join in the Creed together. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now do sit down as Tony comes to lead us in prayer.
Let's pray, everybody. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful animal and everything that it means, that wonderful donkey that had never been ridden on before. We thank you very much for Sally unpacking a whole load of things about yourself, with the past, the present, and the future, and the significance of everything that happened on that day. We know, because we know a bit more of the story, how some of those people that were so thrilled to see you on that particular day were shouting different